You're listening to The Daily American. Here's your host, Dan the Man.
We are back with The Daily American. Welcome back. The Daily American, Stan the Man. Thank you guys so much for still listening, still tuning in. No matter what I talk about, you guys are still tuning in. I just did 10 episodes on the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, which equate to the Bill of Rights. Listening audience has grown a little bit over the past 10 weeks, but nothing super significant. I still appreciate everybody that listens, everybody that tunes in, and it's pretty cool that I started a platform where I can say whatever I want. Whatever the fuck I want, and you guys still listen. All right, let me be a little bit more humble. This all started off because of the awesome stories of perseverance from guys that I serve with and people across the United States, and some of them actually outside of the United States. I decided to switch it up a little bit and do shorter episodes, little 5-minute episodes without guests. But I also have still been recording with guests. And I'm excited to share those interviews with you guys. Now, this is the biggest question I got. What in God's name would you like me to talk about? I'm trying to figure out. I need some input. I need you guys to provide some input. I've gotten a couple of emails. I'm considering it. But feel free to shoot me an email on what you think the direction of the Daily American should go. If not, I'm closing up shop. I'm just kidding. It's been 3 seasons now. I'm not quitting. I haven't really been searching for sponsors. I haven't reached out to anybody. Hey, sponsor this podcast, do that. I figured if it grows enough, they'll find me. They'll figure it out. That is one of the end goals because, you know, it's not difficult. Like I've said in the past, with no fame, no clout, no nothing. Oh, yeah, let me just start a podcast one day. You know, 80 episodes later, here we are. It's something to be proud of, but obviously, nothing's ever good enough for me. That's one of the biggest things I struggle with. Nothing. It's a gift and a curse, though. It's a gift and a curse because, you know, when nothing satisfies you and nothing's good enough for you, then you're always searching for more. Therefore, you know, I can share a testimony, you know, with me at work when I'm working. I always want more money, more relationships with customers, more boxes getting sold to them, more everything. It's not good enough. It's a curse because when do you actually find true contentness? Is that even a word? When do you actually become content if you're always searching for more? You know what it comes down to, though. I'm smart enough to realize this. It's a spiritual malady. It's a disconnection between me and my higher power, which happens to be God. That's what it comes down to, and that's what I need to work on. That's the direction of the podcast. I should be taking it. But we'll see. Send me some input. Dan@thedaily-american.com. Shoot me an email or hit my DMs, which you guys are pretty damn good at, on Instagram @thedailyamerican_. Just trying to figure out the direction of the podcast and which way to take it. What would you do if you had a platform? And again, I'm not getting thousands of listeners a day, but a lot of the times over 100 a day, and I'm not even promoting the podcast. So certainly not giving up. That's a decent reach, and I'm sure if I reached out to some sponsors, some companies, they'd be willing to sponsor it. It's not about the money, though. Yeah, it's one of the end goals, but it's never about the money. It's all about the motherfucking money. Just kidding, that's a rap song. So we're coming up on 5 minutes. We're still going to keep it short. Obviously, if I interview somebody, if you hear a guest, they'll probably be a little bit longer episodes. Who knows? Maybe they're willing to do short episodes. I appreciate all the listeners out there. I'll continue to do my best to put God first, but yet I can't stop sinning. I'm out of here.